So this is Parshas Naso. I'm going to go through some of the approaches as to why Naso is really long. Okay? And the reason why Naso is very long is in... Let me share the screen. Hold on. Did I share it? I'm share screening. Okay, right. So I got it. Okay. So we have in Perek Zion in Parshas Naso, the Torah says, "Vahi b'yom klos Moshe l'akim as haMishkan v'yimshach l'sov k'deisho." So Moshe finished setting up the Mishkan. He anointed it. He sanctified it. It's called Kelav as haMizbeach, the Kelim, the Mizbeach. V'yimshachem v'kedesh. So he sanctifies it all. And here come the Nesiim. Here come the tribal leaders. And Rashi v'esav osam heim Nesiim matosher heim odiyam pkudim. They're in charge. And then they bring pasuk gimel. They bring all their karbanos. Apparently it was like 6 carts and 12 oxen. Sheshek lotzav v'shteim asar bakar. Agalal shnei hanesim v'shor le'echad. This is for each one. They had a lot of animals. They brought them before the Mishkan. And then Hashem has a conversation with Moshe. And about how the different Levim should carry this stuff. And then the Torah then describes the offerings of each Nasi. And as I'm sure many of us know, right, with slight grammatical differences, the first day is Nachshon ben Aminadav and Pasuk Beis, and what he brings is the second, you know, it's the same thing as what's brought on the second day of Nisan Abed. So again, there's different linguistic differences, and that's something the Mefarshim pick up on. I'm not going to focus on that now. But the issue that many Mefarshim discuss is what's the reason why don't we just say, and there were 12 Nesiim and they brought 12 Karbanos and these were all their Karbanos. So I have a few approaches. I'm sure some of you have already learned some of these approaches. So we're gonna try to learn some of them inside. So what are some of the answers that are given as to why we repeat the karbanos of each nasi? Any thoughts? Yeah. Any thoughts? No.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the karbanos were the same, but the thoughts that they had were different.
Right. Right. Good. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. Right. So one approach is found in the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, which Herbie is saying, that they brought the same korban, but they had different thoughts. We're going to see there are a few different approaches. There are 3 or 4. That's probably the most popular approach. The truth is, you could argue...
Maybe to show that they're all, like, the same?
That
they're all chashuv.
In other words, but again, this was, they decide to bring it. So you're saying...
Right, but they don't want it, in other words... So the Torah wants to say that everybody wanted to go into it. That everybody's name should be in it.
They want everyone's name, but why couldn't they write everyone's name and just write, these are the 12 Nesiim, and they all brought, you know, these korbanos. So give them chashivos. You don't just have to list all the korbanos.
Because like you say, he donates 180, and this guy donates
180. So if you say that these 12 people donated $108, that's not so chashuv. If you say he donated 180, and he donated 180, and he donated 180, then it seems more chashuv, more important. Okay.
Right.
Maybe it's that each one on his own thought of what to bring, rather than saying, well, on the second day I saw what the first guy brought, so I'm going to give the same.
Right. That's an interesting question. In other words, was this a collective decision? In other words, what Herbie suggested, they had different motivations, and so that suggests it was coincidence that they all came up with the same korban, right? That's what you're suggesting, Herbie. In other words, it's pure coincidence.
They all came with the same korban because they didn't want to have a Cain and Hevel situation, so if they bought the same thing.
But what do you mean? So when you say they had different motivations, what does that mean?
Well, even though they brought the same thing, each shevet had different things going on. So what was on their mind when they brought these korban?
I'm sorry. So what you're saying is when they brought the korban, they had different kavanos, intentions, as opposed to what I think Mike might be alluding to is that maybe their decision in terms of, in other words, was it the different motivation when they brought the korban, or did they bring the same animals, but they brought them for different reasons? I think there's the two different possibilities. Or maybe they all collectively decided, okay, let's all bring this so there shouldn't be any fighting, right? So let's try to go through some of these approaches here. First of all, you could argue it's a style. There are sometimes a style. I just pointed out in Yeshua Perek Yubeis, so this is a style, again. I don't know if anyone dealt with this when they were learning, say, for Yeshua, but they have Melch Yericho Echad, Melch Asher Mitzad Beit El Echad, Melch Yehud Yerushalayim Echad, Melch Hevron Echad. Again, also here it seems a little verbose, but that maybe it's just the style. But, you know, I don't think people like that. I think Mefarshim want to try to find a reason. So as I mentioned, the Medrash of Bimidbar Rabba says there's a different intent from each Naviv. It's a long piece, in which I don't have, but the Ramban gives three different reasons as to, the Ramban provides three different reasons as to why the Torah repeats this. So if you see here, the Ramban in the second paragraph, that this will discuss the first reason. Here he says, Va'od bazet tam achar b'midrasham, kilochol echad mehanesim, that for all the nesim, all of the machshava, they thought lahavi chanukah lamizbeach v'shetiyeh bozeh hashir. Everyone thought to bring a dedication to mizbeach, and this should be the amount. Aval nachshon chashav b'shir hazeh tam echad v'zulaso kol echad mehanesim chashav tam ifnei atzmo. So again, I don't want to say that this is not what Herbie suggested. I think I don't want to read into what Herbie said because he said it, but the Ramban is not saying that they collectively decided to bring the same thing and they had different reasons when they brought, they had different thoughts when they brought it. This is actually a pretty big miracle where each one of them had said, we should bring this amount for this reason, and it happened to be that coincidence from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know, that they ended up with the same amount and the same things. Like Amro Shah. Yeah?
Arkham Chivim.
Wait, one second. Wait, Evan, you said something? Evan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two of the Kabbalahs which they brought were the Ketores and the Chatas.
Right.
That's an Adava. And these were, they brought the Adavas. A Chatas and a Ketores is never an Adava. How could they all get together to bring two things which
was not brought as an adava? Yeah, it seems that the chatos was a sin offering, because I think some of, we're going to see the Sfarno, who wants to say this is actually for, they actually did this to atone for specific sins. So,
and the Ketores?
The Ketores, why they brought the Ketores, yeah, that I'm not sure. I think, again, this might have been right, it's not a typical private korban, right? It seems like there's this, it seems like it's a private, but it's also, in some sense, for, you know, the general nasi. I haven't looked into it. It's a good question. In other words, was this like an exception to the rule? Because you're correct, Evan. You know, we cannot bring a ketores. I believe the chatas, the Sfardo said, it's to atone for specific sins. So there might have been some allowance. It seems to me, I didn't look into this that much, Evan, but it seems to me this probably was some kind of allowance for, like, you know, one-timer, that it seems like. So the
Targum Shivim, that everybody said the same thing.
Right, everyone translated the same thing, and they ended up with the, right, and they had different people translate, and it was all the same translation.
Why did they think it would be accepted? Weren't donations cut off already? I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, at some point they were told that you couldn't bring anything more for the Mishkan.
I understand. So this wasn't to build the Mishkan, this was to offer sacrifices. So they wanted to bring sacrifices. And Hashem accepted it.
No, Hashem made the decision to accept it, but weren't the Nesiim afraid that they were going to be told no, that, you know, we already have enough, we don't need anything more, don't bring anything?
Yeah, so I think that Medrash, that has to do, I believe, with the construction for the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan. This is a korban for the avoda, the service of the Mishkan. Now, as they lost out the opportunity, they said, well, we'll give whatever's left over. And nothing was left over. The best fundraising, you know, appeal Jewish history. So
this proves it's not Jewish. They never say you have enough.
Right, right. Okay. Okay, so the point is, so they, but that was for the, that one second, that was for the, one second, that was for the construction, and now this is to give for the avoda korban. Sorry, Ben, yeah?
It's okay. Maybe that's why they brought the chatos, because they didn't actually contribute, because they said, we'll fill in for whatever's missing, and they weren't there to contribute. Maybe right. that itself was right. why they brought the chatos.
Right. Words, what was the nature of their sin? What was the nature of their sin? It's not a classic chatos. Classic chatos is that they...
I understand.
You know, but you're right. Yeah, I understand. Right. We could be creative what the chatos was. Yeah. Okay. So it's definitely possible. So
you can say maybe Nachshon Ben Aminadav had different intent because his nephews died that day.
Okay. Well, he said, at least according to the Medrash, it says Amru in the second paragraph of the Rabban, Shechashav Nachshon Shiyavi Karas Kesef Shiyah Minyan Osios Teisha Meos Ushloshim, that the number of letters are 930 to correspond to the years of Adam. Umishkala Shloshim Mea, 130 was the weight. Can I get Todo Shehemid? The generations that he established. So again, they all have the different reasons. So like one approach in the Ramban is everyone had, in a sense, different intent. Now, related to that is the, yeah, let's skip for a second here. This sort of gets to the, if you look here, if you look here in the Sforno says, related to different intent, so he also says something like this. He says, Hine kol achar mehem hikriv kol minei korbanos. They all brought all different types of korbanos. Vehem ola mincha achatos ishtam uktoras lechanech hamizbeach. It seems, Evan, to your point, that like, to initiate the mizbeach, right? So it wasn't necessarily like a regular nedava. It was, you know, how do we dedicate the Mizbeach? Let's bring a sampling of all the possible korbanos. That's what it seems like. It's l'charech ha-Mizbeach. U'b'shash v'chol b'nei korbanos, chutz b'in ha-asham, ki ha-chatas v'asham torah ha-saham. So they didn't bring the asham, because that's similar to the chatas. So it seemed that this was like a one-time deal, where we bring a sampling of every korban, and this initiates the Mizbeach. The sipur korban kol echad mehem levado, and Sforno says, that we mentioned every korban by itself. Lahorosh kol echad behem kivei lachaper al prote chatoim she yada b'shifto v'zeh b'chol echad b'prote korbano l'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem. So Svarta wants to argue that this is not clear to me that the kavana, this might be more of Herbie's kavana. In other words, the Ramban's kavana is when they're deciding what type and how much to bring. So that was miraculously they all thought of the same thing for different reasons. And here the Sforta wants to say that when they brought these same things, they each had intentions on different things. Each one say, like for the chataim, this is the way the Sforta understands it, is, you know, my tribe needs to, you know, this is our moral failing, and this is our spiritual failing. So it's a different intent. Again, either different intent in terms of, you know, what to bring, or different intent when you're actually bringing the particular korban. So that is, you know, so that's sort of, I think, like one approach. You have a different approach, which is the, so the question, the Rabban in his first answer, so the Rabban in his first answer, he says the following: "Vanochel betavakosim ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu cholek kavod lireyav, that God gives honor to those who fear Him. Uchmo she'amar ki bechubadai akaved or bechabdei akaved, I will honor those who honor me. V'hine hanesiim kula biyom echad evia korban hazeh shiskivu alav yachad." So according to the Rabban, his first answer, he says they all agreed on the same thing. It's impossible that no one will come first. So the point here is what happened. This was decided by the Nisim. They wanted to achieve unity. So they said, let's all bring the same type of korban. Okay, the same amount. So they said, whatever we bring, let's all bring the same. But who's going to go first? Let's go in order of what Hashem said in terms of the flags, whatever came first. So, avaratza laskiram bishamamu biprat korbaneam ulahaska yoma shokolacha. And we mentioned each one specifically, each day specifically. Lo shiaskir vichabnes arishas at korban now shebet eminada viyomar vecheni kuvet asiv ish as yobo. And not that he should simply say, oh, this, the first one was Nafsha ben Aminadab, and then say, yeah, and the other to see him each brought each on his old day. Ki yezek kitzer b'chvod ha'acherim. This would be a lessening in what in the honor of the others. V'achrei kein chazar uklala, but afterwards he combines them together. Lahagid shehoyu shkulim l'fonav yisparach. So again, so this second answer, the first answer says why they separate them all, is because each one, when they decided to bring, either their kavanos when they were deciding what to bring, or while they were bringing, so they had different kavanos, different intentions. That's why we separate it, to show they each have different kavanos. According to the next answer, it's to show their achdus, their unity, that they all decided to bring the same thing, and they wanted everyone to have the right. Someone had to go first. They felt the best way to go in order to pick is based on the order of the flags, and so therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mention them separately, to show that they're all honored, similarly. The Rabbi,
Rashi says that Yisachar's idea was to bring these korbanos. The idea was from Yisachar.
Ah, okay.
He probably gave them the idea. They all copied
him. Okay. Right. I think they're different. Right. So Rashi might work on well with the Ramban. According to the second answer, the Ramban, they each had separate reasons in deciding. So I think that's an interesting machlokes. Did they agree to bring the same thing, or was it sort of miraculous? They all agreed to be the same thing. Abravanel has a little bit of a different spin, and he says, V'haya datam lahakriv kulam as korbanam yachal b'yom echad. According to Ravanel, they said, let's all bring it at the same time. V'zeu amro sheinis v'yakrivu hanesim as korbanam f'nei ha-mizbeach shehaya zeh kishehoriduhu me'agalos. So what he's saying is the following. Let's go back to the psukim. What does it say here? If you look here, the pasuk already said, let's see, the pasuk in Perek Zion, it says they brought everything. And they akriv pasuk gimel, they brought and akrivo something on Mishkan. They brought the animals before the Mishkan, and then a few psukim later, what do they say? Vayakrivu on nesiim as korbanam lifnei hamizbeach. And now they're bringing them all. They're all nesiim. All the nesiim are coming together to bring their korbanos before the mizbeach. So says the Abravanel, the simple pshat is what? They're all going to bring it together. Let's bring it now. And then what happens in pasuk Yud Aleph? Vayomer Shemo Moshe. So Bravadel says that what happened, they all want to bring it together, together. And Hashem says, no, you gotta bring everything separate. So, right? So it says, and not at once, like they want to do. Why is that? Why is that? Korban hakahal kulo. So the presumption will be if they all bring it together, the people are going to think, oh, this is a national sacrifice. Since the Nesiim brought everything of their own from their own pocket, and not they didn't take anything from their tribes. So the purpose of having everyone separate is to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to separate them, to publicize their honor. And like, look at, each one. This is sort of like Baruch's point. He gave 180, and he gave 180. But more than that, had they all given, had said, okay, all that is here together collectively are giving $2,000. So people are going to think, yeah, it wasn't them personally. It was they gave it. There was some communal fund, and they didn't give anything personally. So this is to give them honor. So again, the Abravanel wants to say that originally they wanted to bring they wanted to bring the same korban, and the Bravanel continues, and he goes on and he says, sort of the second paragraph, the second page, in the second page here, second line, he says that they hiskimu benam levein asmam shiviu kulam korban shaveh. They all agreed to bring the same korban. Why? Kadesh lo yipo b'neihab lo kina v'lo gaiva, right? V'hit farut shezeh poim rabos mevim medrim b'neachim, right? So they said, oh, if everyone gives something separate, so it's going to cause fighting. Oh, you're giving me something more, you're giving me something less. And we see by Kain and Hevel what happened, right? So again, this I think is like a second approach. The first approach we said, they all brought the same thing, and we have them mentioned in separate psukim because different kavodos. Either kavodos to bring the korban or their thoughts when they're offering the korban. And then we have the second approach, which is saying that no, they all intended to bring the same amount. They said, we're going to bring this. They all agreed the same thing. But then, either according to Ramban, they said, you know what, let's everyone give on a different day based on the order of the flags, right? And to give everyone chashivos, everyone will have their day, to give everyone importance. Or like the Bravanel, they said, no, they actually wanted to all bring it the same day. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu, God wanted to clear up any misconception that this was so people won't think that it's a communal sacrifice, but it will be an individual sacrifice. So those are the first two approaches. The last approach, Rabban has a third answer. And the third answer, he says, Okefi ha-midrash ha-acher, shehaya misores mi-Yakov avidu biyad kol shevet v'shevet kol ma sheyera lo ad yamus ha-mashiach. So he says, I apologize, I had an updated source sheet. For the Ramban. Hold on, let me see if I can find the Ramban, because I want to put more language here. Give me a second here. I'll just read it to you. The Ramban says that the reason for there was a tradition from Yaakov Avinu of what should happen for them in the future. And Vehischel, I skipped this here, but it says Vehischel Nachshon Vehikiv Al Seder Malchus. So he writes that Nachshon began, and he brought whatever he brought because of Malchus, because he's from Yehuda. Ke'ara u'mizrak. Why did he bring a ke'ara, a bowl and a basin? Keneged shnei melachim shasim latzitz imenu shemolchim bayam v'yavasha. To correspond to two kings. And who are they? Shlomo and Melech HaMashiach. And he wants to argue that the ke'ara, a bowl is like the sea, which is like a ke'ara because it surrounds the world. And whatever, he has a whole discussion as to why it's and why it's the same number, and then he explains for Nesano ben Suar, he had a different reason because Yisachar was about Chachmas HaTorah, and Karas Kesef is Keneged correspond to Torah, which is called Lechem, and Lechem HaPonim, so he connects the Ka'ara from the Shulchan to Lechem HaPonim, which is Torah. But what's interesting is that according to this third answer of the Ramban, they have this tradition of what's the destiny of each Shevet, and they bring their korbanos to correspond to their future. Not perhaps to some other or the past, but it's somehow related to, it's not a symbolism from the past, but it's the intent towards the future. And this is like classic Ramban. Ramban very often says a famous principle, Ma'ase avos siman labanim, that what the parents do, it's a sign for the children. And somehow, the Ramban is a little bit mystical here, and maybe there's some people on this call can explain it better than I can. But basically, the concept of Ma'ase avos siman labanim means that if you do something, then that somehow impacts what will happen to future generation. That's the Ramban, famous Ramban in Bereishis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, where he says that all the things that Avram did, Yitzchak did, like with the travels that Avram did, Yitzchak did, and the digging of the wells that Avram did, Yitzchak did, and he says that somehow that if you do something, then somehow you're going to bring potential into the reality, and you somehow that you have the power to make something happen, to start something in motion, ma'ase avos siman labanim. So this third approach essentially says, according to Rabban, that the Shvatim somehow knew, it was also different kavados in what they brought, but it was based not on the past, but it was sort of based on the future. So those are sort of the three approaches of the Ramban, two having to do with kavanos, one with the past, one with the future. And also you have the middle approach, which is they all decide to bring the same amount together. I just want to...
There's a Hasidic concept that, when you say something, it brings it more into reality when you're just thinking about it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just say something, just like that. You should think about what you say, because it can bring it into... to actuality just from a potential.
That's based on this. That's based on this. What he said. That's the Ramban here. So he said, "Veda ki kol gzeras irin kasher teitze mikol gzera poal dimyon tiyah gzera miskemes al kol padim." So my say obvious. It's you do a sign that will effectuate something in the future. By the way, this is also like different approaches about the simonim for Rosh Hashanah. Like, why do you have the simanim for Rosh Hashanah? Why do you have an apple with honey and pomegranates and leeks? So one approach, the rationalist approach, is you look at it, you think of something, it makes you think of it, and you think about, diving to Hashem about something. It's all psychological. But you have a whole approach, I believe it's the Chayadim who cites the Ramban, similar to the Ramban, about it's a simon that if you do something now, it somehow will effectuate and cause good things to happen in the future. Same idea. I just want to share with you one final approach, potentially. Remember that this followed, even though it's many parshas afterwards, this followed the death of Nadav and Avihu. Two people died. And now we're trying to recover from this major blow. Perhaps the Torah details each and every day a different Nasi brought the Korban and there was no death. In other words, There was perhaps some fear and trepidation. What happened? Nadav and Avihu made a mistake. But if you make a mistake in the Mikdash, the mistake, the error, could be fatal. So maybe the Torah is emphasizing on day one of the leaders went in and his korban was favorably received. There was no human consuming fire that descended from heaven to kill the leader. And the second day happened. And the third day happened.
Why couldn't you just...
And the fourth, no. So it's
like you said earlier. You said the same thing earlier.
I understand.
That you could have put them all together. Why can't you put them all together? Okay. Why the fact that they are separated makes that fact any more worthwhile?
I happen to think it makes it more dramatic. The first day someone comes, he brings his korban, what's going to happen to him? Is it going to be like Nadav and Avihu? He brings it, he's accepted. The second one, he's accepted. The third one, slowly but surely, there's a greater feeling of confidence and a rehabilitation for the leaders and for Klal Yisrael. So maybe this might also be another reason to emphasize the great length. And again, it may be similar to, when we say in, the repetition of Vayakol Pekudei, that some say that's also rehabilitation for the sin of the golden calf. Because what happens, Vayakol Pekudei, they did this just like God commanded. Just like God commanded. Just like God commanded. Right? To tell you that they rectified their sin, which was they didn't do exactly what God commanded, but they fixed it, and it goes into detail very dramatically, again and again and again, to the T, they followed everything. And here, it's not Kasher Tziva Hashem, but it's to tell you, and he didn't die, and he didn't die, and he didn't die, everyone's korban, this one's korban sector, that one, and it's to emphasize that the people are rehabilitated, and they're ready to go, ready to travel, ready to march into Eretz Yisrael. Everything is going very well. And we hope it continues. Of course, we know the ending. But that at this point, things are going very well. They've been rehabilitated from the sin of Nadav and Avihu, and there has been complete, potentially, reconciliation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at this point.